The National Association of Tax Professionals, based in Appleton, Wisconsin, says such contributions need to be sent to domestic, tax-exempt organizations that provide assistance to individuals in foreign lands. Cindy Hockenberry, a tax information analyst for the NATP, says that includes groups like the Red Cross and UNICEF. Any other organization should be checked out.
People really feel the need to give when a disaster strikes. That's great. What you want to make sure is that the money that you're giving actually goes where it's supposed to go. You can ask the organization that's taking your contributions how much money goes to the actual relief effort. And if it's less than 65 cents out of every dollar, they might want to reconsider. That tells you that most of the money then is going towards their administration and not to the people that really need it.
Hockenberry adds that some groups may also be fraudulent, out to cash in on people's sentiments surrounding the tsunami disaster. She suggests people look at the IRS's Publication 78, which lists all qualified charitable organizations. Another source is GuideStar.com, which also includes a group's history. Donations made on or before December 31st may be listed as a 2004 deduction. Others must be itemized in next year's forms. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.